Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, trans performance artist and comedian Krishna Ishta wants to start a family with their trans partner Logan Ray and is searching for a sperm donor. But searching for a sperm donor through a theatre show that comes to Dublin next month. And Krishna joins me on the line now to discuss this whole process. Krishna, good afternoon and welcome to News Talk.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks so much for having me.
So, I'm fascinated by this show, which is being staged in Dublin as part of the Dublin Fringe Festival. Your show is called First Trimester, which might give a little hint as to what this might be about. Tell me a little bit about your backstory before we find out about the show itself. And this show is a show with a purpose.
Yeah, it is a show with a purpose, yeah. So me and my partner were both trans, and we were looking to start a family about 4 years ago, and we were looking on sperm donor websites and realized that all of the information we were getting about these potential donors were things like eye color and height and whether or not people had PhDs, and these were things that we didn't really care about. And almost in passing as a joke, I said, wouldn't it be amazing if we could speak to all these people and make a more genuine connection with them and find out who they are and what they're really like?
Because of course, they're going to be when looking for a sperm donor, you are told all of those generic things about the individual, but you never get to sit down and have a chat with them. Sure you don't.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. And they're going to be part of your lives in one way or another after that point. Because in most countries, sperm donors, even if you go through a sperm bank, no one's ever anonymous. So it felt important for me to know who the person is.
So then you, with your partner, discussed the idea of maybe interviewing potential sperm donors. How did this become part of a theatre show?
Well, unfortunately for my partner, I am a performance artist and he's agreed to be with me. And I think I was just sitting on this idea of how can I find these people and how can I speak to them? And it's a bit awkward to ask your friends and it's awkward for friends to offer unless they know you're looking for it. And I sort of just came up with this idea of using the resources I have, which is a stage, a platform, sitting on it and interviewing lots of different people.
And interviewing them, obviously they agree to the interview beforehand. It forms part of the show. And so far, before even coming to Dublin, you have interviewed how many prospective sperm donors?
198. Across London, New Zealand, and Copenhagen.
Okay, that's diverse. So that show is now coming to Dublin, and interviewee number 199 will be in the Project Arts Centre in Dublin.
That's right.
Okay, I'm just going to play a little clip from the show, which might give people a better idea of what's happening here.
If you were to donate to me and my partner, what sort of involvement do you imagine in the future?
To hopefully be my friend. I'd like to be involved in the child's life and I'd hope you'd want that too.
I feel quite detached from my sperm. Once the sperm's out there, like, there's not a huge amount to do with me.
I guess being like a family friend, right? Like an aunt, like someone they know that they're excited to see.
My partner asked me, why did you want to do this before we came here today? And I said family tradition, because I'm actually donor sperm as well. I think part of the contract is I'm gifting this, but it is now yours and it's your child.
That's fascinating. So that particular individual was a donor sperm made in the first place.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's been such an amazing experience meeting all these different people, arriving there for lots of different reasons.
So the show itself, excuse me, consists basically of you interviewing a number of people or one person or how many in an average show?
The shows are between 3 to 9 hours.
So nine hours?
On the day.
3 to 9 hours?
For 9 hours, yeah. And audiences can come and go, so you don't have to stay there for 9 hours.
Oh, okay.
I'll be there for 9 hours. Yeah.
All right, so you can come and go. So during that, so say, for example, I know the all-day show is on the 21st of September. People can literally come and go and watch the performance, if you like, which is basically you interviewing different people. What can they expect? How many people will you be interviewing over the 3 days that that you're in Dublin?
Oh, that's a good question. I can't do the math, but it might be 60, something like that.
And where
over the 3 days.
Where did you get these people from? So do people have to apply to take part in the show?
Yeah, so people can sign up on our website, which is firsttrimester.co.uk. And we've got like a specific producer that's in charge of finding lots of people and doing outreach.
Okay.
Locally.
So then the show itself involves you essentially putting these individuals through their paces, but asking very quirky, weird and wonderful questions of them.
Yeah, I think the questions are not what people expect. They sort of range from how do you sleep? Or are you a bad boy? What's your favorite way to move your body? To, I guess, deeper questions like, if you were to be a sperm donor, how would you respond to X, Y, and Z? But they've sort of been crafted, these questions, to not really have a right or wrong answer and for us to really understand the person that we're speaking to.
And that obviously is where a lot of the humor will come into the show as well.
Yeah, I think it's quite a cheeky show, the levity to it, despite the topic at hand.
Hmm. And it really is fascinating because what interests me most is what you said earlier, that, you know, whether some sperm donor has a PhD or whatever, you know, their education or their colour of their eyes or the colour of their hair is kind of irrelevant to you. But is it? So when you actually see these people in front of you and you're talking to these people, does any of that have a bearing on your ultimate decision?
Well, it's interesting because the more people we speak to, me and my partner, we change our minds because we're learning as we go. But sometimes, yes, I might sit there and go, oh, that person looks like my partner. And sometimes, no, I might go, oh, this person's a really kind person. Or I might go, they actually want the same things from this dynamic, from this relationship as we do. So it really depends.
Okay, so in terms of your partner, I know your partner was somewhat resistant at the start. Has your partner bought into it more now?
He has, I think, yeah.
Do you think?
I think he was resistant, I think. Well, no, I for sure. I feel like now he understands. Well, we didn't really know how it would go. It was more like an experiment at the start. But through the process, we've learned so much about parenting styles and things that we should be thinking about, and also about the kindness and generosity of people around us and strangers. And I think that's really had a huge impact on how we see ourselves and see ourselves in the future raising this child.
So the show itself is called First Trimester. It's part of the Dublin Fringe Festival this year, and it is on the 19th, 20th and the 21st in the Project Arts Centre. The 21st is an all-day show. It sounds like a very different form of entertainment, but it sounds fascinating.
Yeah, thank you. You should come along.
Yeah, I'd love to. So one of our listeners has asked, have you got a short list of people that you like so far? Is anyone standing out from the other cities?
Yes, we've got favourites in almost every city, which does make it hard. Unfortunately, I'm a performance artist and I've committed to this process and my partner's here for the ride. So we sort of tour the show until the end of next year and then we'll pick someone. So we haven't picked anyone yet, but we have favourites for sure.
Okay, and that's before you come to Dublin. And I can tell you, you'll meet some very interesting people here in Dublin. And that might completely change your mind. Well, look, I sounds like a fascinating show. It's called First Trimester. Again, it's part of the Dublin Fringe Festival, and it takes place in the Project Arts Centre, the 19th, 20th and 21st of September. Krishna, the very best of luck. I look forward to talking to you in a year and a half when you've actually finally picked who's going to be your sperm donor.
Yeah, I look forward to that as well. It's a big decision.
Absolutely. All right. Krishna, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Lunchtime Live here on News Talk.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.